Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting third. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The DH, Steve Hobley. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is called out on strikes. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobley moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Mayberry moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Hobley scores. Mayberry moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Royals. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Drago, and towards Bevacqua, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Bebakwa reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowenstein. Bebacqua scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duncan moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Lowenstein scores. Torres moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-2 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bebacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Babakwa hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Fran Healy. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. Wolford moves to second. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Taylor now catching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bevacqua hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.